On the line with Paul Debaillé, my good friend, well, one of them behind the Burgundy Line Group, and also, more importantly, the Goal Initiatives Foundation, which is holding their 12th edition of the Goal Initiatives event. What do we call this event again, Paul?
Yeah, well, Goal Initiatives Foundation is the name of the foundation. The event, most people are either used to it as Goal MTL, right, or Goal Montreal.
Yes.
Or it's the Fall Football Festival. Because it's a friendly event of people getting together, community coming together, and people just sort of hitting the pitch for a good cause or causes.
And what are the causes that you're supporting this year?
So we're doing things and making some noise around Soccer Quebec, and specifically around Sport Études, which is sort of a very pricey, you know, interaction for families and kids to, you know, do football all year round, as well as going to school. So we're going to be helping within that specific segment with Soccer Quebec. Then we got, I had the pleasure of, you know, having a conversation with Kai Camaro, who's a local professional footballer, but, you know, he played for Sierra Leone nationally, has a foundation based out of the U.S., and does some major work back home. So we're going to be supporting some of the things that he does. Because, you know, one of the important things about the way goals evolved is it used to be, you know, goal was the one standing event. Now what happens is this tournament-style festival that happens this Sunday, believe it or not, actually kicks off the year of raising funds, making noise, you know, doing things in community. So it's very exciting the way that's done that turnaround. And then the third part in that is Black Players for Change in the MLS. They sprung about 2 years ago in the beginning of the pandemic during some very sort of tense times within the U.S., but really, let's be honest, all over North America.
Yeah.
You know, they've been working hard at that. And, you know, one of the important pieces on my side was to make sure they don't sort of drop out of the news cycle. And so that conversation keeps going. And we can all learn from everybody all the time, right? So it again, community conversation, that's always what I've been about, and specifically what the Goal Initiatives Foundation is about.
Yeah, well, I've had the pleasure of attending several of them so far, and it's always an incredible day, and hopefully we're going to have some great weather for it, too. It's free admission, rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
And the beauty of this event, too, from what I, you know, have enjoyed in the past years, is that it is all centered around football or soccer, if you call it that, but it's more about the community. Like you said, there are people that show up that, you know, perhaps never kicked a soccer ball before, but seeing it happen, and there you've got these little games on the side too. So it's not only teams involved in the tournament that are having the fun. The spectators are having so much fun, not only being there and seeing the matches, but also participating in these, you know, fun little games and activities. You've got barbers, you've got tattoo artists on hand,
you got tie-dye stations, you got kids games, you got food, you have bars, you have, you know, there's just so many other little things going on the periphery. We're actually showing at 9 a.m. We're showing both Premier League matches for free on the Jumbotron. You have Man United and Man City that exact same day playing, you know, one after the other. So you really just, it just doesn't, you know, there's just something for everybody.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it really does cover the umbrella of all ages event, and like I said, the beauty of it too is if you're somebody that, you know, has been interested in football or soccer, or, you know, maybe you don't have many friends that are, but you've got an inkling for it, come down to the event, because it's such a beautiful community effort, and people are so friendly and so welcoming. And, you know, every year I go there, I make at least a dozen new friends that I then, you know, I'm in contact with from that point forward. And it's just a beautiful amalgamation of fun and community support and the love for the beautiful game. So thank you for putting this on again and keeping it going for the Goal Initiatives Foundation.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for, you know, always be a proponent for Goal, making noise, being active in it, playing in it, putting on, lacing up those boots, Bilal, you know, having conversations, you know,
sweating.
You represent a big part of Montreal as well, and so we appreciate the love that we get back from you guys as well. And so again, that's the whole point of community. We all do things together, we make noise together, all for, like, you know, a common idea of of giving, generosity, and again, just, you know, good people usually circle around good people. Bilal, thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Paul. We'll see you on Sunday. It starts at 9, goes until about 5, right?
Correct.
Are we talking cash only, or do we got cards there too?
We've got cards there too.
I just don't want people, because, you know, once you get up that hill, Paul, it's hard to walk back down to the bank machine and back up.
You're totally right, man.
Hey, thanks a lot for doing this again, and we'll see you on Sunday in the McGill Stadium.
Yes, sir. Thanks again.